Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Billy Joel, Trail Mix 103.1, getting the 7 o'clock hour started. Thank you for starting your hot day with Trail Mix. When you're looking for who started the fire today, look no further than atmospheric temperatures. We'll give you a look at the weather twice an hour from the Civic Media Weather Team. It is indeed as gross as you were hoping it wouldn't be today. But hey, we'll bear it together. We will think about this later in the year when it's 50 below with wind chill, and we'll think of it fondly. So let's remember that as we're sweating to death today. We asked for this just a few months ago. Prince and the Pretenders are up next. We'll keep the 7 o'clock hour going on Trail Mix.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, she had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? Saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Back on the train gang. to live like we do. Bring me to my knees when I see what they've done to you. But I'll die as I stand here today, knowing it deep in my heart, they'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. Of you, ah, those were the happiest days of my life. Like a break in the battle was your part, ah, in the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
You can listen to Trail Mix 103.1 on your phone. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone today.
I listen to it on the app.
Pop in your earbuds and start listening today on the Civic Media app.
Richard Marx on Trail Mix 103.1, should have known better, starting the hour, like every hour, with five in a row. How did you beat the heat over the weekend? What's your plan for it today? Lucky enough, we've got some central air set up here in the station. Otherwise, I might just be tipped over here. Honestly, the funny thing is, I ask myself often, if we didn't have sensitive equipment, would we have AC here? And the answer is yes, absolutely, because Civic Media is awesome. But I know out there are some people cuddling up next to some servers who are really glad that they work in a computer room, because you got to keep these babies cool. Got to keep the radio on that way. Almost found myself over the weekend doing the old school ice bucket in front of a fan kind of technique, because there is an AC unit in the house, but it's super, super old, should not even probably be functioning at its age. So it kind of keeps one room of the house generally cool, and that's the sanity room that you visit every now and again when it gets just too hot. And from there, we just kind of run fans off it and try to pipe that cold into other areas of the house. But that doesn't work great. Seriously, though, if you haven't tried the bucket of ice in front of the fan maneuver, that is an underrated technique for keeping 1 or 2 square feet cool. Separate yourself from a fan that's blasting you in the face with a bucket of ice. Seriously, works better than you think. Speaking of weather, heads up.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Pirates come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates face off tonight at AmFam Field. Milwaukee with a 9-8 win over the Twins and a 3-game sweep in Minnesota. The last time that happened was 1996. The Brewers now in second place, just 3.5 games behind the Cubs in the NL Central. The Cubs losing yesterday 14-6 to the Mariners. Racing, Alex Palou wins the Expel IndyCar Grand Prix at Road America in Elkhart Lake, becoming the first driver since A.J. Foyt in 1975 to win 6 of the first 9 races of the season. NBA, Oklahoma City Thunder are the NBA champions after beating the Pacers in OKC in Game 7, 103-91. Say Gilgeous-Alexander, leading with 29 points, showing concern for the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton, who suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
Like, I couldn't imagine playing the biggest game of my life and something like that happening. It's so unfortunate. It's not fair.
That's the Thunder's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Brume, I'm Joel Koenig. In the wake of an assassination in Minnesota, lawmakers have security on their mind. Joanne Krulatz reports.
At the Capitol, legislative leaders are taking a cautious approach to increase in security following the assassination of Minnesota lawmaker. This is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
The thing that's most scary is this didn't occur in a Capitol. It occurred at someone's home. So the idea of trying to make the Capitol into a fortress, I don't know if that necessarily would even have ever done anything in this situation.
Voss said Assembly lawmakers will discuss security issues, something echoed by Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're not going to comment at this point on specific security measures, but are open to longer-term conversations to ensure that everyone feels safe.
The Capitol building has 12 public entrances on 2 levels. Following the 2011 Act 10 protests, public access was briefly limited with metal detectors placed at a pair of ground floor entrances.
And a reminder that Music in the Parks are alive and active in Park Falls and Phillips in Park Falls. Music in the Park, Wednesday Night Live is the official title, is back again for a second big week. Rising Phoenix will be on the stage at the new Old Day Park right in downtown Park Falls Wednesday night. And then, of course, it's Music in the Park every Thursday night in Phillips. You can check out the Phillips Chamber website for listings of artists that are there. For Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig, filling in for Austin Brume. Check out more news at 98qcountry.com. and at civicmedia.us.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions. options and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
An isolated thunderstorm or two possible this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, and there may be an isolated thunderstorm, especially well to our southeast here later today into this evening. 83 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 showers return on Wednesday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 76.
Shaking cold, these hands are meant to hold. Gotta keep it strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.
Your fear seems too high, deep in All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of stone, where I hear the music, close my eyes, feel the rhythm, wrap around, take a hold of my heart. What a feeling, keeps believing, I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life. Take your passion and make it happen. It just come alive, you can dance right through your life. Now I hear the music, close my eyes, I am rhythm. In a flash it takes hold of my heart.
Flashdance on Trail Mix 103.1, keeping that 7 o'clock hour moving. Gray here with you in the middle of the hour, or past the middle. You get the idea. We're middle-ish in the hour. We're going to finish this hour with some sports-ish info. Lambeau Field on a top 10 destination list. I'll give you the whole list. Is Wrigley Field there? Is your favorite field there? We'll run through all 10 pretty quickly after Eddie Brickell and New Bohemia and a few more on 103.1.
I'm not aware of too many.
so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away,
I wanna fly away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away,
I wanna fly away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go and see the stars.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Jimmy!
Bob Seger swinging back around again today on Trail Mix 103.1. Weather up next, but first, some sports-ish info. Deadspin did a survey. Sports fans across the U.S., once-in-a-lifetime top 10 stadium destinations. Number one, Wrigley Field. If you're putting a stadium on your bucket list, odds are it's Wrigley Field, except probably in Wisconsin. But let's run down the list because Lambeau Field is on the list. One, Wrigley Field in Chicago. Two, Fenway Park in Boston. Three, Yankee Stadium in New York. I think that's a top three that everybody saw coming, and for good reason. I'd love to visit any number of those. I have been to Lambeau Field. I have been to what's now AmFam Field down in Milwaukee. So I think I've got the big two in Wisconsin ticked off, and I think Fenway and Yankee are probably up there. Madison Square Garden, number four in New York City. Lambeau Field comes in at number five for a nationwide survey. Then you've got Wimbledon in London, AT&T Stadium in Texas, Wembley in London, Old Trafford in Manchester, England, and Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Yeah, that tracks. I can't necessarily think of a stadium that I'd rather be to than those top 10, unless you want to give me the new latest greatest one that just opened a week ago. That might be kind of cool and take the place of one of the England one, perhaps. But Lambeau Field and Wrigley Field, number 5 and number 1, respectively. You're a Cubs fan? You're having a good day. Top 10, shoot, number 1. Now do it with a Super Bowl. How did I shoehorn Super Bowl into a Wrigley Field being number 1? I don't know. I wanted to. I'm bitter. It's been 15 years for us, too. Weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwi.com. That's parkmanorwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
An isolated thunderstorm or two possible this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, and there may be an isolated thunderstorm, especially well to our southeast here later today into this evening. 83 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. Showers return on Wednesday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 77.
Ever out of love.
Trail Mix 103.1. Available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
Hey!
Mix 103.1. Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Baby, can't you see?